as we re-welcome you to the Bethel United Methodist Church, where the Spirit of the Lord is warmth. And because it's cold outside, but it's warm inside. Come on down. Tom and Teresa. Tracy. Why do I call her Teresa? See, Sharon, that's what I mean. I call her Teresa. I don't know why. But I know it's Tracy. And I know it's Don. Hallelujah. Travis is under the weather this morning, so keep him in prayer. Tina's staying home with him. And Joanne, too, and Mark went to a revival down in Treveris. And so we're gathered together as a wonderful family of God, and we lift up one another. We pray for the ones that can't be with us for one reason or another. And I left my phone in the car. Anyhow, I was going to share something with you this morning. I got an email from somebody that we keep in touch with, but I often don't hear from him. We send him our messages. We send him the website thing. And this morning, he sent me an email. And that was Jim Klein. And he said, thank you for sending me the messages and so forth. I think about Bethel always. I'm paraphrasing now because I left my phone in the car. And I think about you often. But thank you for sending me these messages. So it's a wonderful way that we kind of still keep in touch with people, even though we don't hear from them. And you just never know who's listening. It's like broadcasting, and you just keep on broadcasting because you don't know who's listening. But if you're touching just one, which evidently we touched Jim Klein's heart today, and he said, thank you for sending me the online messages. So he's back in West Virginia. You know where West Virginia is?
I do. Yeah.
I thought so. Does it ever snow in West Virginia?
It's snowing up there now.
That's what I thought.